Well, Adelaine, you're just back from South Australia. You're not bound for it. Where you witnessed the glamour of a big opening night, fireworks and...
Yes, so you've heard.
I heard there were fireworks. What else went on?
It was quite amazing. I mean, we're talking about the opening of the new East Wing of the Adelaide Convention Centre. Mm. So this has been 9 years in the making. The whole development or redevelopment costs like almost $400 million. So it's a big deal that this is finally completed.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the design that they want and they can utilize it
and this is the city that had the very first convention center in Australia.
Correct. They beat Sydney to it.
Yeah.
They're quite proud of that fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't quite sure what to expect. I knew, you know, they were making a big deal about, you know, the world's largest rotating drums in the theater.
Now, that's like a pod of seats, isn't it? How many seats rotate in one of these things?
Two sets of 320 seats.
Yeah, obviously you're not sitting in them when they rotate, but it enables...
We were, actually.
Oh, were you?
Yes. It was pretty amazing. I mean, so we went to the launch of this new building, and we were treated to fireworks. There was a narrated light display, and it was pretty stunning. We thought, you know, are we sure this is it the right fit? But no, they really wanted to make a statement with the opening of this new wing. And then we proceeded to where the rotating drums were. So we were split into two groups, essentially.
Yeah, that's the back third of the plenary hall, isn't it?
Yes, correct. So we were basically two groups of an audience. So we're facing... we were like in an auditorium. So we're facing a big screen thinking, oh, you know, this looks like any little meeting setup. And then suddenly we're actually turning. So we both turn 180 degrees. So at one stage we're facing each other.
Yeah, that'll be
some of us cool. Thought that, you know, it was a mirror effect and they were trying to wave their hands to see if, you know, they could see themselves. But of course it wasn't. It was actually the other group.
Yeah.
And then when we completely turned... we were actually turning to the Adelaide Youth Orchestra playing.
Right.
And we turned to face the front of the stage where the Youth Orchestra, Adelaide Youth Orchestra, was played a couple more tunes.
Mm.
And then the State Premier, Jay Weatherill, appears in a hologram.
Oh, okay.
So we thought, oh, that's pretty neat. And we didn't know what to think about it. We thought, oh, that's a pretty cool effect. But at the same time, like, you know, they told us he was going to be here, but has he done you know?
Yeah.
But what happened
was that...
They're
in spirit.
He started the speech by hologram and then he turned up himself to finish the speech. Right. So we were all pretty wowed by that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the food because they wanted to impress with food. As you know well that the Melbourne Convention Centres, the Sydney Convention Centre, Gold Coast Convention Centres, they win awards for food.
And they have the biggest kitchens in the city, typically.
Yes. But the Adelaide Convention Centre, I was looking for, you know, any awards that they might have won, but there wasn't anything in that space, so I wasn't sure what to expect. But they just, you know, they didn't hold back.
I've had their food. They're pretty good.
It's very good. So
did they have cooking stations and things?
They did. They had the whole theatre of cooking as well. So we had freshly shucked oysters. There's a guy there that was shucking them away.
Yeah.
There's another guy who's cutting fresh sashimi slices for you. There's another cooking station where you had the meats and another station that was dessert. So there was this huge pan that had, I think it was rice pudding that was laced with coffee flavor or something.
Okay.
And they were making chocolate right in front of you. So it was, you know, they really made
And this would all be local produce too.
They're very proud of their local produce.
And the wines they were serving, I dare say, were South Australian wines.
Well, gin and tonic is the big thing now. So there was a gin and tonic station.
Wow.
And you could flavor it with different things.
Okay.
So it was amazing. It was all part of this larger development of Adelaide, as you know, $9 billion redevelopment.
It basically runs along
North
Terrace, from the old hospital, right down past the government offices, the Treasury Museum, the casino, Intercontinental,
correct,
hotel,
the biomedical center,
and then you go across the road and you've got over the old railway yards. They've built a lot of health related. SAMRI, the South Australian Health Medical Research Institute, Biomed, and the new Adelaide Hospital, which just opened this week. So yeah. It's a multi-billion dollar precinct. And they're
apparently
expecting,
as good as a private hospital.
I believe it is. They're expecting that a lot of medical and scientific conferences
yes.
will occur because of the proximity of all these things. And they've gone out of their way to do this. And I've written previously that they are seriously going to challenge the East Coast now for some of these conferences. Now they've got one big plenary room, which a plenary room is just an auditorium that has no pillars that will enable a large mass to gather and meet in the one place at the one time. So they're going to take, is it 3,500?
Correct.
Yeah.
So they're not actually targeting, you know, the massively big groups. So they know they're very secure in their identity. So they like to go small to medium, but at the same time specialist, and it's going to be a unique experience.
Yeah.
That is, you know, what they are, South Australian.
And then they have all the other rooms they can break out into.
It's pretty amazing
what these
how
pods
you just
are about.
Push buttons and, you know, these whole seats all fly into the roof, and then it reveals stars, you know, well, they're not, you know, fiber optic lights. That mimic the South Australian sky. So it's pretty spectacular. And that could be used as your backdrop, or you can have your dinner under the stars sort of effect.
Sounds great. And, you know, they've actually refurbed the whole of the centre, even though they just opened the East Wing this week. Basically, over the last few years, as I've been going there every year, they have done a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, you know, the footprint's probably doubled. And they've certainly increased their capability and, you know, they're very keen,
Good job.
And new hotels and things. So they're starting to make some traction. Good on Adelaide. That was Gaelic Storm, by the way, earlier, singing Bound for South Australia.